so long, I can't wait to get back home. Home to the Lone Star State another day, I just can't wait. Look out, boys, I'm headed your way. I got a mind that wanders in a 57 Chevrolet. Hold on tight, I got a license to fly. With a pedal to the metal, watch me roll on by. While I boogie back to Texas.
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 We're gonna boogie back to Texas, 8 feet to the mile. Rolling out of New York.
Oh, yeah. Of course, that is Asleep at the Wheel with Boogie Back to Texas, and that's what we do every week right here on the Voice of Vashon, 101.9 FM KVSHLP, Vashon Island, Washington. We boogie back to Texas. Here are Texas musicians, and I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher. Pulled on my boots, because tonight we dance. And what thing you know is crucial? It's music, whether it's inside your head or outside your head. We need to dance to the music. You're sly.
Some bottom so that the dancer just won't hide.
Don't
Get you started, get your heart beating a little bit. Jerry Jeff Walker in the Lost Gonzo Band, Don't Make You Want to Dance, recorded live in Leukenbach, Texas. That came from a self-titled compilation album issued on Raven Records in 2011. It originally appeared on an album called A Man Must Carry On that was released way back in 1977. I first saw Jerry Jeff when I was in Cincinnati, and I remember being just knocked out by his spirit and his energy, although he did have quite a serious alcohol and drug habit, which maybe have affected his spirit and his energy. And for example, over the course of two shows in one night at the same club, I saw him drink a case of Lone Star Long Necks that he had on stage with him. When we moved to Austin, we saw him a number of times in a bunch of different places, and I also remember, though, the teaching side of him. He'd go on our Texas Education Net satellite network and teach songwriting to kids. And illustrating once again how wide-ranging Texas music is, we open that set with Sly and the Family Stone, Dance to the Music, from their 1968 album of the same name. Sly was born in Denton, Texas, east of Dallas, but he was raised by his religious family in California. Sly and the Family Stone was one of the first integrated male and female acts in popular music and had a substantial impact on soul and funk and rock and psychedelia. And unfortunately, his drug problems and erratic behavior ended up killing that group. You listen to the dance edition of Boogie Back to Texas right here in the Voice of Vashon, your and my island connection. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher, spinning up the tunes for you. Next up, we're going to hear from Guy Clark. A couple of songs, as a matter of fact. The first one was written by his wife, Susanna, and the second is a fine description of a dance scene in Texas that I have ever heard of. Here's Guy Clark, live on Austin City Limits with Come From the Heart.
Son, he learned it was a long time ago. If you want to have someone to hold on to, you gonna have to learn to let go. You got to sing like you don't need the money, love, like you'll never get hurt. You got to dance like nobody's watching. It's gotta come from the heart if you want it to work, yeah. Mm-hmm. forgetting when everything is falling apart. Oh, in life as in love, you know I need to remember there's such a thing as trying too hard. You got to sing like you don't need a morning love, like you'll never get hurt. You got to dance like nobody's watching. It's gotta come from the heart. If you want it to work, you got to sing sometime like you don't need the money. Love sometime like you'll never get hurt. You got to dance, dance, dance like nobody's watching. It's gotta come from the heart if you want it to work. Cornmeal on a dance hall floor for dancing the night away. Slipping and sliding, effortlessly gliding in the arms of my sweet Lily Mae. So I shined up my boots and ironed my shirt and pulled on some new blue jeans. Oh, I brushed off my hat and slicked back my hair. I'll beat all that she's ever seen. There's nothing like listening to the fiddles play while they're in the cornmeal walls. There's nothing to keep you from drifting away during the cornmeal walls. All in the live oak trees, yellow lights strung up all around so all the little kids can see. Pickups are parked from here to the road. The beer is so cold it might freeze. Stars are all out, the band's in tune. Smells like a barbecue green. There's nothing like listening to the fiddles play while they're in the cornmeal walls. There's nothing to keep you from drifting away.
Stetsons B.I.A. Belt buckles bumping in time. There's a little girl dancing on her daddy's toes, spinning around on a dime. Grandma and grandpa right on the floor, dancing like they'd lost their mind. There's old maids and bachelors and sweethearts alike, all moving in three-quarter time. There's nothing like listening to the fiddles play while you're in the cornmeal bowl. There's nothing to keep you from drifting away, just you in the cornmeal.
Yeah. Guy Clark, Cornmeal Waltz, from his album My Favorite Picture of You, released back in 2013 when Guy was 71 years old. And that scene that he described there just reminds me of doing a little boot scooting ourselves in Austin, Texas, and in Houston as well. You also heard Verlin Thompson on guitar, Sean Camp on guitar and fiddles, Brian Davies on bass, and Morgan Stapleton on harmony. And before Cornmeal Waltz, we heard Guy Clark, recorded live on Austin City Limits, Come From the Heart. It was recorded on November 10th, 1989, and that was the show that we were there live in person. At least that's my recollection of the same outfit that I recall is on the cover of the Combination CD-DVD you just heard from. I also recall his forehead developing this sheen of sweat as they had to stop their performance for one point and yell, "Makeup!" Joining Guy on that show was Stuart Duncan on fiddle, Edgar Meyer on bass, and Guy was playing guitar as well as singing. As regular listeners know to Boogie Back, he is from Monahans, Texas, way, way in far west Texas. And he moved to Houston. There he met Townes Van Zandt and bluesman Lightnin' Hopkins, Vance Lipscomb, and all of them influenced his work. He had a four-year career, but only 13 studio albums that he released. I guess that's a reflection of his attention to detail, but a lot of his songs have been recorded by an awful lot of people, and everybody made a lot of money off of them, I think. We're dancing on Boogie Back to Texas on the Voice of Vashon, your island connection. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher. Thanks for listening.
This portion of Voice of Vashon programming is brought to you by PSCCU, proud to be Washington's green credit union, practicing socially responsible banking by supporting sustainability, job creation, local economies, communities statewide, and our environment. Learn more at psccu.org.
Can't do what we do without our underwriters, like Vashon Market IGA and Vashon Plaza, one block west of the main highway, where you can find everything your family needs, from fresh produce to kids specials, legendary meats, wine, spirits, and movies. Open daily from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m.
Well, thanks to all those folks, and thanks to everybody out there listening in and being sustained supporters of the Voice of Vashon. And also, it is July, and what July means to us is our summer raffle, which started July 1st, and you can buy tickets outside of the Thriftway, I think on Friday, Saturday, probably Sunday of every weekend, except for the Strawberry Festival weekend. At that time, you can find us all over the place selling tickets, raffle tickets for you. And what do you win? Well, you win a shopping spree at Thriftway for up to $2,000. Oh, you don't need the money? Well, the food bank could use the food, so you can sign them up as a contestant in the raffle. So join us in the summer raffle on the Voice of Vashon. We're now going to turn to a somewhat very unlikely set. Songs focused, both of them, about something with Spain, The first is from a classic Americana duo, and the second is from a blues woman who just happens to be showing off her flamenco guitar chops. Here's Rodney Crowell and Emmylou Harris, Spanish Dancer.
Oh, mama, there's the Spanish dancer whose steps I follow when he comes near. The red dress of temptation over a long black slip of fear. Will I fall beneath the shadow of some broken cross? My arms emptied and all my treasures lost. Still like the Spanish dancer, I throw my roses down for him. Across these beds of darkness, he opens his arms and gathers them in. Oh, mama, the bridges were burning over a river of black and cold. But I walked when love commanded me up to the edges of his soul. But I'm still frightened of the dark divide. Will I gain entrance or be denied? Still like that Spanish dancer, I throw my roses down for him. Across these beds of darkness, he opens his arms and gathers them in.
Childish innocence, I found myself falling under your spell. When the music swelled, we started the dance. Mm-hmm. never felt so alive. I wanted to die. I never stood a chance. Oh no, it was all for the dance.
That was Sue Foley with The Dance. Came from her newest album, The Ice Queen, came out in the middle of 2018. Now, I used to think of Sue as a really great blues guitar player, because she is. But I've also learned through listening to her album since I started this show a few years ago, is she is really an accomplished guitar player, acoustic guitar as well as the electric guitar, and especially the flamenco style that you heard there. I've seen a video of her do this, and it's pretty amazing to watch her do that. She's from Canada. Her current label is from there as well, but she moved to Austin when she was 21, where she first recorded on Antone's label and has lived in Austin ever since. Before Sue, we heard Emmylou Harris with her favorite musical partner, Texan Rodney Crowell, and Spanish Dancer. That came from their Americana division Grammy Award-winning album, Old Yellow Moon, released in 2013. And they really, really had a good band backing up on this song, including Stuart Duncan was on mandolin, the same Stuart Duncan who played with Guy Clark on Come From the Heart. And Vince Gill was on the gut string guitar. Marco Giovanni was on drums, and we will hear Marco in a very, very different song at the end of the show. That song was written and first performed by Patti Scalfa on her 1993 album Rumble Doll. And of course, Patti is also a member of the E Street Band and the wife of Bruce Springsteen, whose daughter is in the Olympics. You listen to Boogie Back to Texas on the Voice of Vashon, your island connection, making all kinds of connections through the music as well. I'm Jeff Fletcher, your host, spinning myself here on this chair as I spin tunes about dancing from Texas musicians. Thanks for listening. Next up, we are going to jump in the Wayback Machine, Mr. Peabody, and two outstanding artists. We're going to lead off with the pride of Vernon, Texas, Roy Orbison, and his take on dance.
Well, yeah, now, come on, pretty baby, well, they're dancing down the corner, put your best dress on, get with it, baby, we're gonna go all night long, yeah, 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 get ready right now, we gonna dance on and on, well, put those rings on your fingers, bells on your toes, get with that feeling, baby, body and soul, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Well, I got the dancing fever. We gonna dance all night. Ooh, yeah, dance, baby, dance. Yeah, dance, baby, dance. Dance, baby, dance. Yeah, yeah, dance, baby, dance. Oh, yeah. All right, let's dance. Fingers, bells on your toes, get with that feeling, baby, body and soul, yeah, 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 well, I got the dancing fever, baby, let's dance all night.
Don't you know I love you so? Can't you feel it when we touch? I will never ever let you go. Oh, I love you all so much. Oh, you can dance, go and carry on till the night is gone and it's time to go. If he asks, if you're all alone, can he take you home? You must tell him no. Save that last dance for me. Oh, darling, save that last dance for me. Darling, save that last dance for me.
Well, Jerry Lee Lewis, the song, say The Last Dance from Me. The song was written by Doc Pomus and Mort Schumann, who wrote a whole bunch of songs in the 50s, 60s, 70s, and 80s. Songs, for example, that they wrote, such as A Teenager in Love, This Magic Moment, Sweets for the Sweet, Suspicion, and a whole bunch more. Say The Last Dance for Me was made famous by the Drifters and Jerry Lee Lewis, a Texan, by spending some time at the Southwest Bible Institute in Waxahachie, Texas, south of Dallas. Then he got kicked out for playing a boogie-woogie version of the hymn My God Is Real. And he was one of the bunch of rockabilly stars under the wing of Sam Phillips that also included Elvis and Charlie Rich, Roy Orbison, Carl Perkins, and Johnny Cash. As I've noted before, Johnny Cash recommended that Sam sign Roy Orbison to a contract. And in the song Telephone Road, Rodney Crowell said that he saw Carl Perkins, Johnny Cash, and The Killer, of course Jerry Lee, putting on a show when he was six, sitting on his daddy's knee, and that was pretty transformative time for him. And before that, that was Roy Orbison with Dance. That song makes me laugh out loud. I got that from his album Crying, came out in 2006, but the song was originally recorded May 27th, 1961, pretty early in Roy's career. Boots Randolph was on the sax on there, really nicely done. By the way, when Johnny Cash first heard Roy Orbison, Roy was playing with the Wink Wagoneers, named after the town that the band was from at the time, Wink, Texas, and Roy hated that town. So he was really glad to get out of there and probably glad to get out of that band to have a name like that. Listen to Inside Scoops and Texas musicians singing about dance right here on Boogie Back to Texas on The Voice of Vashon. Thanks for listening.
VOV programming support is provided by Island Escrow, Vashon's only independent escrow company providing comprehensive service for all types of real estate transactions since 1979. On the web at islandescrow.net.
VOV programming support is provided by Pandora's Box, Vashon Island's provider of quality pet foods at competitive prices. With over 100 years of combined knowledge and experience in pet care and pet nutrition, you'll find Pandora's Box on Vashon Highway, north of the main intersection.
Don't forget the raffle, the summer raffle, a little bit more about that later on. But in the next set, we are once again going to show the diversity of Texas music with a couple of songs about how dancing can affect the relationship. We're going to lead off with Johnny Mathis and I Won't Dance.
Not this season. There's a reason. Think of what you're losing by constantly refusing to dance with me. You'd be the idol of France with me. And yet you sit there and shake your foolish head dramatically while I wait here so ecstatically. You just sigh and say emphatically, not this season, there's a reason. I won't dance, don't ask me. I won't dance, don't ask me. I won't dance, madam, with you. My heart won't let my feet do things they should do. You know what? You're lovely, oh, so lovely. But oh, what you do to me. I'm like an ocean wave that's bumped on the shore. I feel so absolutely stumped on the floor. When you dance, you're charming and you're gentle, especially when you do the continental. But this feeling isn't purely mental. For heaven rest us, I'm not as best us. And that's why I won't dance. Why should I won't dance. How could I won't dance. Merci beaucoup. I know that music leads the way to romance. So if I hold you in my arms, I won't dance.
you're charming and you're gentle, especially when you do the continental. But this feeling isn't purely mental. For heaven rest us, I'm not as best as. That's why I won't dance. How could I won't dance. Why should I won't dance. Merci beaucoup. I know that music leads the way to romance. So if I hold you in my arms, hold you in my arms, hold you in my arms, I won't dance, I won't dance.
First of the month brings back the notion of a big round white dance hall in a cool summer night. Red cherub faces set black shoes in motion to the oom-pa-pa rhythm of a German delight. And I tried hard to tell you I was no kind of dancer. Take my hand to prove I was wrong. You got in me gently, though I thought I could never. We were dancing together at the end of the song. A taut little bald man like a German war hero would buck some old matrons to a quick John Paul Jones. Drapes of crepe paper, a ball made a mirror, cast shiny reflections on a brass slide trombone. And I tried hard to tell you I was no kind of dancer. Take my hand to prove I was wrong. You got in me gently, though I thought I could never. We were dancing together at the end of the song. Man was still dancing with his phantom partner, though the band had quit playing at the evening's end. It made me feel lucky that I had a partner to teach me the dance steps and come back again. And I tried hard to tell you I was no kind of dancer. Take my hand to prove I was wrong. You got in me gently, though I thought I could never. We were dancing together at the end of the song. And I tried hard to tell you. Take my hand to prove I was wrong. You got in me gently, though I thought I could never. We were dancing together at the end of the song.
Houston native Robert Earl Keen, No Kind of Dancer. I got that from his Best of Robert Earl Keen album, which really isn't the best because it deals only with labels from songs from two of his labels. But, oh well. He's got a live version of that from his Live Dinner Reunion at Floor's Country Store album, came out in 2016. That version, though, had a little bit too much audience participation for me for such a sweet little song like that. And before Robert, we heard Johnny Mathis from Gilmer, Texas, the hometown of Freddie King and Don Henley, whom we're going to hear next. The song was I Won't Dance. He was accompanied by the Nelson Riddle Orchestra, and the song was written by Oscar Hammerstein and Jerome Kearns and a couple more folks. I got that from a compilation album called Johnny Mathis Sings the Standards. Came out from Sony in 1998. And Johnny was born in Texas, in Gilmer, as I said. He grew up in San Francisco, where he starred in high school basketball and track, especially the high jump and the hurdles. He went on to San Francisco State University, where he continued his athletic career very, very well before he just stopped it. He had an opportunity to go to the Olympics, but instead he went to New York for his first recording session, and I think maybe that was a good choice. Listen to Songs About Dancing from Texas musicians on Boogie Back to Texas, and I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher. Boot scooting songs your way. Thanks for listening. And I just mentioned Don Henley in the hometown of Gilmer, Texas, and talking about Johnny Mathis, so we might as well hear from Don, who's got a few words to say about a young lady who all she wants to do is dance. Gilmer, Texas native Don Henley, All She Wants to Do Is Dance, came from his 1984 hit album, Building the Perfect Beast, and that was his second solo album. And Henley collaborated with the Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers band on both the writing as well as some of the instruments. That song was written by one of the producers of the album, Danny Kortchmer. And it's typical of the second half of that whole album, which is pretty issues-oriented. And the issue in this song, obviously, is foreign policy of the U.S. in supporting some of the revolutions that we have. I'm Jeff Fletcher, and we're going to go, before we go dancing out the door, boogie back to Texas, I just want to remind you about the summer raffle, which is underway right now. You can buy a ticket for $20. You can buy a book for $80, and there are 5 tickets in a book, so hell of a deal. So we're going to go out the door dancing, and this is going to be Robert Plant on vocals and his Band of Joy, and it is such a great band that I always have to mention every single one of them. Buddy Miller on guitar, Daryl Scott on mandolin, Patty Griffin on guitar, Brian House on bass, Marco Giovino, remember him? He was on the Rodney Crowell and Emmylou Harris playing drums there. He's playing drums in this one, and it's a little bit different. All of them do a little backup vocals. Here they are with a classic, Angel Dance, recorded live. Thanks for listening in.
Don't cry.